it's like when you need to catch the bus and you're on your way to the bus stop, so you think you'll be early. But then out of the blue, the bus driver drives by because he's earlier than you. And he comes and he goes without you. And then that then causes an activation, some kind of emotional response in your head and heart. So chances are you get pissed off. And I don't blame you, because, like, what the fuck? How dare the bus driver leave when he saw you coming down the street? And now you're going to be late for wherever it is you're trying to get to, which reflects badly on you, even though it's not your fault, because no one's going to care what the bus driver did to you. They won't see how he was an ass when he laughed his ass off as he drove away, watching you in the rearview mirror running to catch him like a crazy lady. And then boom, that sets the stage for a bad day. And I get it. I've been there, my friend, time and time again. But I just want to say, don't let those petty things ruin your day. Don't let being late for something be something that lowers your frequency, because that will only attract more bad timing. Instead, wave to the bus driver with a full hand and say thank you. Then thank the universe for always having your back with divine timing that shows up in ways that isn't always obvious. And then thank the universe for sending another bus right away. And thank the universe for helping you miss whatever it was you won't be on time for it could have very well have been designed to save you from something you want. Or maybe not. But regardless, stay on your high-flying disc in spite of shitty situations. And have faith and trust that everything is always working out for your highest and best. And so on. Thank you for listening to Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. To buy artist Sarah Long's alcohol ink art paintings, go to artistsarahlongstore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarahlong.com. Thank you for listening. I love you.